all times. It's crazy shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall be composed in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Glory be to God.
Let us exalt this name together. Lord is in his holy place.
Mm-hmm.
Order keeps out before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Thy feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. It's good to be in the number.
Amen.
One more time.
Yes, thank you.
It's the 236th day of the year.
Hallelujah.
And we're still here.
Yes.
Amen.
And anybody owe God praise?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Amen. We are indebted to him.
Yes.
He continues to bless us over and over and over again.
Over again.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he does.
So,
thank you, Jesus.
We praise God for you. And let us look to him. From which cometh all our help.
All our help.
Everybody out there looking good.
Thank you.
Everybody's beautiful.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. In God's sight, there's nobody ugly.
That's right.
Thank you.
His opinion is what counts.
Yes.
He made everything beautiful.
Yes.
He made everything wonderful.
Yes.
Yes.
And he made everything to please him and not to please us.
Thank you.
That's all we were made for, his glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let us look to him and give him the glory, give him the honor, and give him the praise. For he is our help, our strength, our joy, and everything.
Man.
Okay. Bless you, God. Today we're going to begin the book of John. But before we do that, we're going to have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this hour and this service that we're about to begin. We pray that thou will dwell in our midst and the hearts and the minds. And on each of us for the cause that we're here for today. That this service will be all you have it to be. In the name of Jesus. Take charge of it now. Father, do it. In the name of Jesus, and on us to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay.
John 4.
What book, John?
John 4, didn't you, Pastor?
Yes, John, chapter 4. Thank John.
Amen.
And again, that verse 1.
Amen.
Are we there?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen.
And this person may end up back away in the money. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had made and baptized more disciples than John, who Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must need to go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the partial ground that Jacob had his son to gave to his son. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, set thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me the drink. For his disciples had gone, were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. This Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Okay, we're going to stop there. And now tell somebody, Jesus gave me water.
Jesus gave me water.
Have you drunk it?
And I drank it.
Okay. Jesus has given us the answer to all our problems. That we won't have to worry never ever again. Okay. That's that living water within us that you don't have to thirst any longer. You know, we sit home and we mope and we worry and we get all upset. Okay, and your answer is lying there right in front of you in his holy word. Amen. That's the living water. Okay, he give you that you don't have to want no more. You don't have to fear any longer. Okay, because he is all that you need.
Yes, he is.
Somebody say he supplies my every need.
Supplies my every need.
And
he supplies my every need.
You don't have to thirst any longer. Waiting for somebody to come draw up your joy, draw up your praise, draw up your deliverance, draw up your victory. Jesus gave you that water. Okay. And you don't have to thirst any longer.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Whenever you got a problem, go to the word.
Yes, Lord.
The word is already in you.
Glory be to God.
Okay. And all you got to do is let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
You got a flowing spring in you that's forever moving and flowing in you to keep you fresh and anointed, ready for whatever comes your way.
Yes.
Okay. But we tend to turn the faucet off and don't allow the water to flow, but it's there. So you don't have to go in the heat of the day looking for an answer. Somebody said, I found the answer.
Amen.
When I learned to pray.
Amen.
All right. So let us know that he has everything you need. Everything you will ever need, you already have it in you.
Mm-hmm. God.
Okay. We got to speak it into existence.
Yes, yes.
And stop speaking doom and gloom.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Don't let things get you upset.
Mm-mm.
Don't let them get you down.
Mm-hmm.
Because things are what God has for them to be. Okay. But whatever is coming your way,
mm-hmm.
it's in the will of God.
Amen. Amen.
So thank him for taking you through it.
Thank you.
And yield yourself that you can get the glory, that he can get the glory out of your responses.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the glory out of the things that you do and yes. say.
Yes.
You can get you the glory that you may be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And made free from all whatever's going your way.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. He has already supplied it. Tell somebody it's already done.
Already done. Praise okay. God.
And God. Waiting for you to possess it. He done what he came to do. He came to destroy the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that.
Amen.
And it was completed when he hung him on the cross.
Yes, yes. Glory
they
be
thought
God.
They were defeating him.
Mm-hmm.
But what they were doing was empowering him.
Amen.
So he said, if I be lifted up
yes, mm-hmm.
on the earth,
mm-hmm.
I draw all men unto me.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So what yes. they were doing was carrying out the word,
mm-hmm.
making it into effect that we could do what the Lord will have us to do
mm-hmm.
and be glad in whatever we're doing. Okay?
Amen.
So we're thankful through everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're so thankful in everything because we know that God is bringing us out of it all.
Yes, mm-hmm.
yes. He's going to take us through
mm-hmm.
one way or the other.
Amen.
He's going to take you through on this side or on the other side one.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, you're going to be delivered.
Yes.
Okay. So, we look at this story of the Samaritan woman. Jesus has been in Galilee and in Judea, within Judea, and he had been baptized, and at least he had his disciples baptized. He was the saving people. And baptizing them. Okay? And he learned that the Pharisees had heard that he had baptized more people than John. Then he left from there to go into Galilee. Now, the word says that he had a need to go through Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so he and his disciples on their way to Galilee from Judea went through Samaria. Now, they didn't have to go that way. They could go another way. But Jesus had a need to go through Samaria. And that need was he had to witness to this Samaritan. Okay? As he was preparing to leave from this earth.
My Lord.
Okay, the word had to go to the ones that it wasn't into at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus now going through Samaria. The scripture says that Samaria was city, a place where some people live, Samaritans live, but there was a city in Samaria called Sychar. And this city in Samaria is where he went, the place where Jacob had, that he gave his son Joseph. Now, Jacob's well was there. And so Jesus was tired from his journey and sat there on the well, all right, resting when the woman came. She came around the sixth hour, which being around 12 o'clock noon, hot time in the day, okay? And she came with her water pitcher to get water. We come to Jesus with our hands open, arms open,
amen,
ready to receive something from him. But most of the time when we go to him, it's because we want him to do something.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't just go to him just to get him to pray.
Amen.
We don't go to him to just to give him a news report about what has been going on in the body of Christ. But we go to him, give me, give me, give me. Okay, and we're always looking out for bread. So this woman came to receive. She didn't come out there looking to give. She came to the well wanting to get something to take back into the city. And that something she wanted was some water. Okay, Jesus was sitting there on the well, and the woman came there, and Jesus asked her, "Give me to drink." Okay.
Yes.
Now, the woman wanted to know now, what did I? Why are you asking me?
Amen.
We don't even probably be talking together.
Amen.
Why are you asking me? Here we are, God giving us a duty to do, a job to perform. And we'll say, Lord, why me?
Yes.
Okay. Lord. Why me? We always want to know why me.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
Why did I got to do it? Why ain't so-and-so doing it?
Amen.
But like Peter was, after Jesus had been crucified and rose again, Peter out there fishing, been doing. And then Jesus got him all straightened out and told him, come on, Peter, follow me. Peter looks back and sees John standing there. And Peter wasn't up, well, what about John?
Amen.
He called you. You trying to put it off on somebody else. You don't want to do more than what somebody else is doing.
Amen.
You're not going to overdo what the Lord requires of you. You can never overdo it.
That's true.
In other words, the best we can do the best we can do is that filtered rags.
Amen.
So you ought to say, why not me, Lord? I say, you got so-and-so doing something, why can't I help do it? But you're saying, no, I'm going to sit back and rest.
Amen.
and wait till he called me. So Jesus asked the woman for the water. The woman said, why are you asking me? I'm a Samaritan. And Jews and Samaritans don't have no dealing.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So they had a problem here. She come to get water. The Lord asked her for some water, but she's not willing to give none up. But Jesus said, if you knew who I was, you would give me the water, give me some water.
Uh-huh.
You would ask of me. Yes. And I will give you water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the water I give you, you won't have to thirst no more.
No more.
The water I give you, you won't have to come here at the bar no more.
Yes.
You, the water I give you, and when you're in the heat of your life, when things should be so chaotic, when things are going so crazy, in your life.
Yes.
You can ask.
Yes.
And I give you your deliverance.
Amen.
I give you your victory.
Yes.
On the Son back free, it's free indeed.
Because
you shall know the truth.
Yes.
And the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
Yeah, so Jesus saying that if you ask for me,
my Lord,
I give you an answer that never stops giving.
Mm-hmm.
I give you your deliverance that you can rely on every day, in every situation. You can handle whatever's going wrong in your life.
Mm-hmm.
In every situation, you can be thankful and joyful, because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
In every situation.
Oh, yes.
You got the water. You just got to drink it.
Okay.
We got the word.
Mm-hmm.
But we're having drunk it.
Yes.
And we carry it around in our hand.
Yes.
All right. We carry it around in different things.
Yeah.
But we don't have it in our heart.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get it in your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
David said, thy word, Lord, have I hidden in my heart.
Yes.
That I may not sin against thee.
Praise God.
Okay. So you got to drink the water.
That's right.
Have it in your water bottle. Get it around. And you thirsty. And saving that water for a little while for a later day. You got the word. Use it.
Amen.
If you're not using the word, you haven't got the word.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. You quote it. Tell me what to do with it. But when it comes to you, you fall short of doing it yourself. Right, so don't tell me that not your heart been troubled. You got a troubled heart.
That's right.
Okay. Don't tell me fret not thyself because of evil doers. And you have been worrying about what somebody done and didn't do. Jesus said, "I will cut them down if you leave it alone." You start worrying about it, then I can do what I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
But you're running interference. You're blocking my move.
Yes.
You can't do what I tell you to do. Because you are interfering.
All right now.
You're like somebody that's running on a long path. And before I can get the football, you jump up and block it. Okay? Jesus says, use the word.
Yes,
it's your everlasting answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's your joy, it's your peace, it's your hope, it's your deliverance, it's your victory, mm-hmm. it's your everything that mm-hmm. you need.
Yeah.
So you can go through life
mm-hmm.
with a smile on your face.
Glory be to God.
Joy in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Peace in your mind.
Yes.
Deliverance. Because Jesus gave you water.
Yes, he did.
Now drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you drink it, it becoming you a well of living water.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That you can always draw from.
Mm-hmm.
In every situation.
Mm.
You don't need no bucket.
Mm-mm.
You don't need no long rope.
No.
Because the woman told Jesus, the well is deep.
Yes.
And you ain't got nothing to draw with.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got no bucket or pail to get the water.
Yeah.
And you ain't got no spring or rope to lower the pail into the water.
Amen.
You ain't got nothing. How you gonna give me the water?
My Lord.
And that's what we say to the Lord. You mm-hmm. ain't doing nothing. How am I gonna be delivered? And Jesus said, I already delivered you.
Amen.
You got to get yourself delivered out of your mind.
Yes,
you're blocking it because you're thinking rather than having faith. You're not believing mm-hmm. me.
Amen.
God said, I'm your peace, I'm your joy.
Yes, sir.
Let it be there.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, Lord, how can I rejoice in this and what's going on?
Yes.
Lord, how can I rejoice if somebody up there lying on me?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, how can I rejoice if somebody always put me down?
Yes.
Lord, how can I rejoice? Come on every side.
Yes.
I can rejoice.
Yes.
When I turn this way, there's trouble. When I turn this way, there's trouble. When I look behind, there's trouble. When I look behind, there's the way it be. How can I rejoice?
Yes.
Glory
be to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said,
my God, my God.
Give me a praise down.
Uh-huh.
Don't wait for the battle's over.
That's right.
Got you can now. Shout right now.
Yes.
Shout now.
Don't stop waiting for your joy.
Yes.
You got your joy.
Yes.
So we're waiting for something to move it.
Uh-huh.
When all you got to do is move yourself.
That's right. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise things God. Ain't going right. Let's start saying to yourself, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
No, that's right.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
And if you keep on calling that name, something's going to happen.
Oh, yes.
You just keep on saying that and nothing happens.
Yes, sir.
A change will take place.
Yes.
For the everlasting flow of joy.
Yes.
Yes.
Flowing.
Yes, sir.
By your will.
Oh, yes.
Spread it in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Teach it.
Like a river.
Yes.
Flowing you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus should ask me.
Uh-huh.
I give you those deliverance.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Ask me and believe
mm-hmm.
when you ask.
Yes.
That it's already done.
Amen.
That's right. Yes.
Don't wait till you see it.
Yes, Pastor.
Claim it now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. For the answer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God.
And watch him. Think about the change.
Oh, yes.
Jesus gave you water.
Jesus.
When are you going to drink it?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
We've been having our church the day we've been born.
Yes.
And we ain't drunk the water yet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Drink that water.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let things get you down.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But be thankful.
Yes.
Okay. In all things.
Give God thanks.
Give Him thanks.
Amen.
And then Jesus said,
glory.
The lady said, Master, give me.
Amen.
Of that water.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I'll give it to you. But first you got to confess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. So yes. We've been asking God a whole lot of things and we're sitting there and seeing that we have won't confess.
Amen.
Yes.
We got some hidden sin.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Pretend that we love somebody.
Tell it, Pastor.
And tell somebody else I can't stand them.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Come on now.
Pretend us. We are. Song I used to hear back in the 70s, I guess, the 60s, might have been 50s, about you being a great pretender.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you're a great pretender. We got a whole lot, we got a lot of great pretenders.
That's right.
Yes. In the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But
stop pretending. You got to pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Just accept what it says and flow with the power.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the woman said, the Jesus said, go get your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman said, I ain't got no husband.
My Lord.
Amen.
And so Jesus said to her, you said that right.
Uh-huh.
And today's the language will say, you got it right.
Yeah.
And, right. And now the woman says, Jesus says to the woman, you said the truth.
That's right.
Because you had
uh-huh.
five husbands.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Five
husbands. That sixth person you stand uh-huh. in,
uh-huh.
you ain't never married him. He ain't your husband. Now, Jesus didn't ask her to go back and get all these people straightened out.
Teach it, Pastor, teach it.
He just put the woman to straighten herself out.
Uh-huh.
Admit that you've done wrong.
Amen.
He forgave her for having five husbands.
Mm-hmm.
The one shot. For the sin wrong against the people, when you sin against God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's word.
Uh-huh.
It's God's law.
Preach it, mm-hmm. Pastor. Preach it.
That you are breaking.
Yes.
David said in his confession in Psalm 51, it is against thee and thee only.
Mm-hmm.
Have I done this? Okay. He killed or had Uriah killed. He had committed adultery with Uriah's wife. But he didn't have to go back to them. He had to go to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because it's the Lord that's doing the forgiving. And it's the Lord's sin that you broke. His law that you broke. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus said, you had five of them, and the one that you got now ain't yours.
Not even yours.
The one that you were staying with ain't none of yours. Okay? And so, confession bought her deliverance. Okay? The woman said, are you a prophet? Are you greater than Jacob? Okay. They tell us that God is a spirit. Anybody that worships him must worship him in truth.
Spirit and truth.
And in spirit.
Spirit
and truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the woman said, the Jews say that we need to worship in Jerusalem. We've been worshiping out here in the mountain. Jesus let them know the time is coming, and it's even here now. Right? That you're going to worship him. You don't have to be in Jerusalem. You don't have to be on the mountain. You can worship him wherever you are. Because you worship him in your spirit. And you worship him in being true, in his word. That's the truth.
Well, thank you. All
right. So wherever you have the word, you can worship him.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And your word you need to have in your heart.
Right.
So you can worship him in times of trouble. Worship him in times of need.
Yes.
Worship him in times of weakness. Worship him all the time.
Amen.
All the day long.
Amen.
So, let me know that you have an answer. Be like David when he penned the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. And the good thing about him being your shepherd, you don't have to worry.
That's right.
Okay. You don't have to worry. So he said, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, so I ain't gonna want.
Okay.
That's what our part. Did you know that God is your shepherd and he's a good shepherd?
Yes, he is.
Amen.
He will supply my every need.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I ain't gonna want. I just wait for the Lord. Whatever I need, he's gonna supply it.
Hello.
I ain't gonna worry about whatever it is. If I don't get it, it's because God said I don't need it.
Amen.
God said I don't need this in my life. And I'm trying to introduce it into my life. Okay. That's how things get out of whack. When God made them, he put them in a place that they could be balanced out. We have transported it from where they're supposed to be in areas where there are no enemies for them, and they overtake us. But be content in whatever state you find yourself in, thereby be content. Be satisfied. That's our problem. We ain't never satisfied.
Amen.
things. We ain't never satisfied. We always won't. Okay. Get something today. Tomorrow you want something else.
It's so.
And the next day you want something else.
Yes.
We just won't.
Mm-hmm.
We like to make rich man accumulating a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Storing it in your storage houses.
Uh-huh.
And never go back to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Won't give it to nobody. Won't sell it to nobody.
Mm-mm.
And don't even want it yourself.
That's right.
And then we get and we're worrying that somebody will come get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to die and leave it.
That's right.
And then now your family all upset.
Oh yeah. Because
it didn't leave it to me.
Right.
It's so bad.
Upset, stop speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Stop associating with one another. Because you got something that mama had.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it.
Amen.
Okay. Just be content.
Amen.
Whatever it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because God is saying, this is what I want to happen in your life. And so the woman now, after Jesus talks to her, and Jesus said, I am the one that
mm-hmm.
you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
I am the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever you need, I am.
Mm-hmm.
He is whatever you are. I am. Whatever you need me to be, I am.
That's
right. You need me to be your doctor, I am.
That's right.
You need to be your lawyer, I am.
Oh, yes.
You need to be your friend, I am.
Oh,
you
need yes.
to be your mother, your father, I am. I am. Whatever you need me to be, I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I need joy, I am.
Yes.
I need hope, I am.
Yes.
I am.
Okay. I am that living water.
Mm-hmm.
I am the answer to everything.
Glory
so the woman
God.
That got the picture
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
take off talk time. They come, see a man.
Mm-hmm.
They told me everything.
Amen.
They ever done. It's not just the price.
Man.
Come.
Thank you, God.
Come and see. Come and taste and see that the Lord
is good.
Is good.
Mm-hmm.
Drink.
Yes, yes, he is.
Jesus gave the water. Drink it.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody out there that needs salvation? You can get it right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is confess.
Well, yes. Right.
The great I am says, I will forgive.
Yes, he will.
I will save you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can believe in your heart that I'm Lord Jesus.
Yes.
That I died for your sin.
Well, yes.
Rose on the third day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And went to heaven. Sit beside my Father right now.
Yes.
Leading for you.
Yes, yes, yes.
You believe in your heart.
Oh, yes.
Confess with your mouth.
Yes.
You shall, not yes. might be, but shall.
Shall. That's right.
Drink from that well.
Mm-hmm.
Of salvation. Reign and be eternally delivered
yes.
from your sin. God bless you. and have his smile upon you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody praise got a testimony before we close out?
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody got a word for the Lord before we close out?
That's the Lord just keeps right on blessing. He just keeps right on blessing.
Praise God. I just thank God for just keeping me safe as I travel on my long journey back and forth to New York. I just thank him because there's so much out there, and he's keeping me. Amen. I just want to thank him just for that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise God.
I'd like to thank and bless the Lord, too, for y'all prayers. I'm going into my third semester. I thank God for watching over me and keeping me and my family. Also blessing me to continue to keep a 4.0 average in my schoolwork, so he working it out in the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Thank you, God.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for being here because I could have been dead. But thank God I'm here today.
Amen.
Still praising his name.
Amen.
In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanking God for everything. He's for me and my
family.
Amen. I thank God for being alive one more time. Mm-hmm. I thank God for keeping me each and every day.
Yes,
I thank God because he is God. He's great and he's almighty. And it ain't nothing too hard for him. And I can call on him anytime.
In the morning,
noontime, midnight hour. He's right where I need him. And I just give God the praise.
Amen.
I do thank God for my being here this morning. I thank God for the gift of this day.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for each and every one of you, the faces that I see on this morning. I just thank God for you. And I just love you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And it's so good that we are all here.
Amen.
And God has kept us
for
this day. Hallelujah. And for this word.
Hallelujah.
I just give him praise and glory and honor. He's so good.
He's worthy.
Man, he's worthy. So good.
Thank you, Lord.
So good. I wish this Mary would sing a song. This Mary.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Amen.